Hey everybody, it's Scott Graham coming to you from The Moomoo Chicken Show. Today we got a crazy story, a story of when I accidentally touched a red button. And it was crazy. It was fantastically crazy. So stay tuned, because here's a story you're not going to soon forget. My friend Josh and I were walking down the street when all of a sudden we looked through this field, through the trees, and we saw something glistening, something yellow. I'm looking at my friend Josh going, "We gotta go check it out. It might be something really cool. Come on, let's go." So I dragged him by the scruff of the neck. "Come on, let's go. Stop fighting me. Come on, we have to go through the prickly bushes. Ocha mama, oh no, ocha, or it's my pop. Oh, yeah." And then all of a sudden we get through the trees and we see this big yellow bulldozer. Whoa, look at the size of that thing, Josh. "Oh yes, it's very big. Come on, let's drag our bodies up there and come on, let's get up there. Come on, I'll help you up. Come on, pow, come on, what are you doing?" And so he's sitting on top of the bulldozer looking around going, "Oh, this is so cool. Let's pretend to drive it into people. Come on, people like bullies like Brutus and Billy. Let's get them, come on." But all of a sudden, I looked down and I could see this green thing, and beside the green thing was this red button. I'm thinking, "Oh, I don't know what the green thing is. Maybe it's a light or something like that. But the red button, I think we should press it." "Oh, no, don't press the red button." "Why not?" "Because red buttons are bad." "Oh, come on. How can a red button be bad? It's just a little plastic thing. You put your finger on it, you press it, nothing happens. It'll be kind of like an adventure. Maybe it's a horn or something like that." "It's not a horn, you crazy fool. It'll do something really bad. Red buttons, red buttons, red buttons." "Oh, come on, Josh. I'm going to take my red finger. I'm going to press the red button. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it." "Don't do it for the love of mommy." "For the love of your mommy? What are you talking about?" So I took my red finger and I pressed the red button. And all of a sudden, the bulldozer started. You've never seen 2 8-year-old boys jump as high as we did and run as fast as we did that day. I jumped so high, I jumped out of my pants, and my pants were chasing me down the street. "Put on your pants, you look silly." Oh man, I dove into my house. I looked down the street, expecting this thing to be chasing me, but I think it probably just ran out of gas. And Josh went home, muttering, "Don't touch the red button. I told you not to touch it." Oh, whatever. But that night, I had this really bad dream. I was dreaming that I was being chased by this bulldozer, but in my dream, the bulldozer had these big, big teeth and really raunchy breath, and I woke up screaming in the middle of the night, "Ah, red button, no, no!" My mom and dad came running into the room. "What's wrong with you?" "Oh, red buttons are bad." "Oh, for goodness sake, I told you not to eat that sugary cereal before you went to bed. No sugary stuff for you before you go to bed ever again." "Oh, Dad." But then all of a sudden, I looked down at my belly, and I couldn't see my belly button. I'm thinking, "Oh man, it fell off. Oh, maybe my dog ate it. It's a punishment for touching the red button." And then my dad said, "Did you pull your pajamas up too high again?" Oh, there it is. It was under my belly button waistband thing. It was still there. But anyways, that time was the moment that it marked my fear of red buttons. And anytime I see a red button, I freak out. And I can hear my friend Josh yelling, "Don't touch that red button." Well, one day I was in the store buying paper and pens. And I looked down at the cash register. And there at the cash register was a red button. I'm looking at it, freaking out, and the cashier goes, "What's wrong, sir?" "Red buttons are bad." She picks it up, she touches it, she presses it. It said, "That was easy." "Ah, they're talking now!" So there was this old lady in the front of the line, so I picked her up, put her over my shoulder, I dragged her out of the store. "I will help you, lady, I will help you!" And she's hitting me in the head with her handbag. When then all of a sudden I'm thinking, "What's your problem? I'm just trying to save you from a red button." But ever since then, I've had these fears of red buttons. And a fear can be kind of a phobia. You're afraid of something, you shouldn't be afraid of it, but for some reason, you're afraid. But this is what I learned. If you're afraid of something, what you do is you push through the fear. You don't run away. You don't not do it. You don't make excuses. You push through the fear. So if you're afraid of going to your friend's for a sleepover, go to the sleepover. If you're afraid of joining summer camp, go to summer camp. Because once you push through that fear, what you'll find is you'll be stronger, you'll have more courage, and you'll realize that there was nothing to be afraid of in the first place, and you didn't miss a great opportunity. You gotta push through the fear, whatever it is. Anyways, this is Scott Graham coming to you from the Moomoo Chicken Show. I hope you've enjoyed our story for today. And until we talk again, see you later. Cock-a-doodle-doo. 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 Cock-a-doodle-doo.